So then after that, I got back, and I had enough of the steward department, because all they seemed to talk about was if they were going to get tips, whether it was from the passengers, if there were passengers happened to be on some ship, or the officers, that the officers were supposed to cough up maybe $5 a month. You know, and that was, so I was interested in going in the engine room, so I came back to New York, went down to Coast Guard, got my wiper's endorsement, which is the entry level rating for the engine room. And then after that, I shipped out. It was awful. I was going across the winter in North Atlantic in 1946, and that poor ship, it rolled, it would shake, it would shiver. I was lucky. I never got seasick.
Yeah.
You know, and I have a picture. It shows Bremerhaven, the damage. It was terrible, you know. And
to the ship.
Yeah. And finally, you know, some of the fellas, the old-timers on the ship said, "Hey, you know, there's other places you can go, George. You don't have to stay on this thing." So then I got off the ship, and then I started going to the Caribbean for another 3 years.
So you got off, you went over to Europe, decided it wasn't for you, so you got on another ship and went to the Caribbean.
Yeah, it was, every place in Europe was damaged. It was awful. You know, and now, right, now it's going to Cuba. It was wonderful. I mean, it's a nice place, the people were interesting, you know, no damage.